Be'ezer Hashem, today we're up to Siman Reish Ches Sif Yud Aleph. For those who are following along, whether it's my great-grandchildren in a few generations from now, or if it's somebody who's listening currently. If you'll notice that we've actually put quite a few consecutive recordings as a record, and the reason for that is normally we don't, because we're in yeshiva, we're doing other things, and now it's Bein HaZmanim. So we're able to spend a little bit more time during the Bein HaZman learning these brachas. And actually, some halachas that come up today are halachas that we've been, that are basic halachas that people are just simply not aware of. So let's pick up Reish Ches Yud Aleph, the bracha, Me'ein Shalosh. We're talking about the bracha of Me'ein Shalosh, the Yayin. So then when you're making a bracha, Me'ein Shalosh, Yayin, Ein Echosim Al Gefim Al Priya Gafen, Ela Al Aretz Val Priya Gafen. So we conclude Al Aretz Val Priya Gafen, and not... And not ala gefen val priya gafen. The reason for that says the Mishnah Berurah Tzivkatan and Hey the Kama b'chamesh min adagam. The emphasis over here is al haaretz. So, and we spoke about this last time that the chashiva said Eretz Yisrael centrality of Eretz Yisrael brachach smei and shalosh. So too over here we say al ha'aretz, either al ha'aretz val priya gafen or al ha'aretz val peros. Our custom is to say al ha'aretz val priya gafen. If one is concluding in Eretz Yisrael, so then in such a case, it's spelled out somewhere that many hold that you say al ha'aretz val priya gafen, not al ha'aretz val priya gafen, al priya gafen. And that was mentioned somewhere over here in the Mishnah Berurah. What the two deos are, al ha'aretz val priya gafen, al ha'aretz val peros, I'll pass on right now, but our custom is to say al ha'aretz val priya gafen. The Mechaber continues, Sif Yud Beis, Maskirin ba me'ein ha-ma'ora b'Shabbos v'yom tov, v'rosh chodesh. Avalo b'chanaka u'purim. When it comes to the additions that are put into benching, so then we have additions for Rosh Chodesh and Yom Tov, for example. Here we have V'samchenu b'yom chag ha-sukkos, etc., etc., and Rosh Chodesh as well. Each one has their own addition. Avalo b'chanaka u'purim. B'chanaka u'purim, even though they have additions in benching, they don't have additions in birchas hamazon. So I did not know. This is why the Dirshim Mishnah Berurah helps us out. It gives us a lot of time, aside from quoting the contemporary achronim, even just as significantly, if not more significantly, for those of us who are zochet to have mesoras. So, you know, could very well be that we have a Masorah that's different than what they bring down in Dirshu. But what they do that's amazing also is they're mitzayin to every other place that the Mishnah Berurah talks about this topic, or the Shaaretz Tzion talks about this topic. So they're mitzayin to the Shaaretz Tzion, Tuf Reish Pei Beis, Sifgatan Gimel, in the name of the Elia Rabba, the Shaaretz Tzion says something, gives added hezber. And that is the difference between Chanukah and Purim is that by Chanukah and Purim, there the addition of Al Anisim is put into the bracha of Hodah. Hodah doesn't appear in Berchach HaSmei and Shalosh. So that's, it's not just Stam. It's because that the whole essence of Hodah is not there. Memela Al Anisim is not there. Continuing on, the Mechaber, Machal Peros Meshiva Min Vachal Mine Mezonos V'Shasa Yayin. What happens if you had Peros, Mezonos and Yain. So you got three different reasons, and you got three different things. You got the Ala Michi, you got the Ala Gefen going, and you got the the Peiros Aretz. So then Yichla Kol B'Bracha Achas, and then you conclude V'Yaktim HaMichya. First you say Al Aretz V'Michya, V'Acha Kach Gefen, V'Acha Kach Ha'Eitz. So the Mishnah Berurah explains that Mezonos comes first because Chashuvu Muveres. And here there's a discussion how we conclude. So you say, Alar Tzavmecha Val Priya Gafen. Do you also say Ala Peros? So the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkatan Samach Aleph says from the name of Magen Avram that we don't conclude Val Peros. That seems to be the position of the Gra as well. However, the Minig Olam is Keshulchan Aruch, and that seems to be the position that we follow. Alar Tzavmecha Val Gafen Val HaPeros. Okay, or Val Priya Eitz. Ala Peros being the conclusion, and the in other words, the Mishnah Berurah points out you start off Al Michva Kol Gefen Priya Gefen Valis Val Priya Eitz, and the Chasima is Ala Aretz Al Michva Priya Gefen Vala Peros. That's what the Mechaber describes in Sif Yud Beis. The Mechaber continues Sif Yud Gimel Amachol Peros Meshiva Saminu. Here are a couple of halachas that are just halachas psuchos that people sometimes are not aware of. Amachol Peros Meshiva Saminu Vachol Tapuchim. So a person eats, let's say he has dates, and he also eats apples. Ein tzarech levarech al tapuchim bar nefashos. So So he doesn't make bar nefashos on the apples. Shigam heim bechal birchas al eitz, because these are also included in the bracha of al eitz. So quite a chiddush. So even though you made two separate brachas in regards to the bracha lefanel, but nevertheless, it only gets one bracha achron. Shigam heim priya eitzim, because these are also priya eitz. I think people are not aware of this halacha. Aval ochel tapuchim v'shasa yayin. What happens if he had apples and he drank wine? Then he makes bar nefashos al tapuchim. And the reason for that is the following. When it came to the al ha'etz val priya eitz, or al ha'aretz val ha'peros, so then in such a case, he included in that the apples as well. It's true that the apples are not mechayev that bracha of ala peros, but once he's making that bracha of ala peros, so then the apples are included. However, if he had wine, so what's his concluding? Ala ares val priya gofen, so he never mentioned the apples. So then in such a case, then he needs to make a bari nefashos. Back into mechaber, machal tapuchim v'shos yain tzarech varach nefashos al tapuchim v'kol shekein, certainly machal basar priyadam v'shos yain ochal m'shivas aminim shetzarech levarach ha'kol achas v'achas. Each one of them gets a separate bracha. V'hu adin machal basar v'dog v'achal m'chabashos aminim ein berchas al mechriya poteres es ha'basar v'es ha'dogim. There is one caveat that the Mishnah Berurah has about this halacha in Sivkatan Samach Dalet, where he writes, "V'shasa yayin v'afilu apeskim shesayim de'bechasim shebirchasayim misayim ala aretz v'ala peros." There are some who say that birchas hayayin you conclude ala aretz v'ala peros. M'kamokin de psicho umatzki rak gefen ain't tapuchim bechlal. So even if you say the other girsa, in such a case it would not be included. However, v'yesh me'achrom shekasvu de'im siyem b'birchas hayayin ala aretz v'ala peros efshar de yotze de gamla tapuchim. So, in a case of where he was Messiah Malarza Peros, so then in such a case, in the Bircha Seyayin, it would work. Valken Yeshli Zar, Hecha Shochel Tabuchim Shasayin, Shivarech Techila Bar Nefashos Rabos Ala Tabuchim, O Shisayin Bircha Seyayin Alarz Val Priya Gafen. Because we mentioned that there are some who say that you should conclude the Ala Gefen with not ala gefen, but rather ala aretz v'aperos. So he says, according to those opinions, so then you would have a problem, because now you start off with the ala gefen v'al priya gofen, etc. It doesn't include the tapuchim, but the conclusion is ala aretz v'al aperos, that does conclude the apples. So therefore, if you're going to follow that gear, so you're going to have a problem. It's not such a big problem, because I think our custom is to say ala aretz val priya gofen, ala aretz val priya gafna. The last halacha, yud dalet, also a halacha that's not well known. Shasa yayin uvarach bari priya gofen, v'achal anovim. So if you drink wine, of course you made baruch priya gofen, then you ate grapes. Tzarech levarach lem bari priya eitz. So it gets a baruch lefaneha, because but even though you say hagofen, some people are thrown off. At the end of the day, that has nothing to do with the grapes. However, v'chem bebracha achrona tzarech lahaskir alo eitz v'al priya eitz. In the bracha achrona, so then in such a case, he should say alo eitz v'al priya eitz, and then that will include alo eitz v'al priya eitz and hagefen v'al priya gofen. So even this is a case of where a bracha that itself, a food item that normally does not get a unique bracha achrona will actually, in other words, the bracha achas mein shalosh will actually change the bracha achas mein shalosh. If you have, it's a collector's item, where you have the grapes that were eaten with wine, so then in such a case, the bracha achas mein shalosh will have ala eitz val priya eitz. Let's take a look and see that in the Mishnah Berurah. Tzarech levarach lem bar pri, sivches, tzarech l'ask, ratzon l'omer, did lo teima di yotze birchas al gefen shemvarach al yayin, el tzarech l'ask, gam ken el eitz, v'yichlan birchas al gefen bracha achas, ukeniskar le'el besif yubez. So all be included in that bracha, and it would seem to me that in such a case, he would not make a bar nefashos at all.
Why would he make a bar nefashos on grapes and yayin?
He wouldn't. You mean you're pointing out anyhow? It's from the Shivas Haminim. Yeah, Einachanam. Correct. Nachon. But the point is that what he has is that he's going to have both the Bar Priya Gofen and the Eitz, Val Priya Eitz. Okay, one more halacha. Tezvav. In Bidiyevet, Birech Alanam Bar Priya Gofen Achreim Al Gefen Yatsa. If Bidiyevet, he made a on the Anovim Bar Priya Gofen, and afterwards he makes an Al Gefen, so then he's going to be Yotze. So even though we said that the Bar Priya Gofen does not include Anovim, and the Al Gefen does not, as we mentioned above in Sifyud Dalid, nevertheless, the halacha is that Bidiyevet, it works, because at the end of the day, you say Bore Pri Hagofen. What about the inverse? We mentioned a few weeks ago, if you make the Mishabura raises on Sifkat and Ayin, if you make a Bore Pri Ha'etz on wine, so then in such a case, there are two different opinions. Some say that you are Yotze B'dievet. This is the opinion of the Chai Adam. The Magi Avram says that you're not Yotze, and we go Safik Brachas Lahakel, so the halacha would be that B'dievet you would be Yotze. Okay, let's stop over here.